The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning. We're back for the second hour. Robin, we're on the air, sweetie.
I'm back. Sorry.
How many rows did you get done?
Huh? I don't know. I just pulled them all out.
Why?
Because I made a mistake.
Oh. Robin crochets during the break, just so you know.
Robin crochets during the show.
She's very good at it. No question about it. She makes a lot of high quality looking stuff. No question. So, anyway, I'm glad you're back with us. So I was talking about Senate Bill 86. Does not have a companion in the House, but it was heard in the Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee. Senator Pinsky is the chair of that, and here's what happened. First of all, let me state what the bill is about. This is from the fiscal and policy note. This bill states that the General Assembly finds that, one, hunting and fishing are valued parts of the state's cultural and social heritage that provide unique recreational benefits to state residents. Two, hunting and fishing play important parts in the state's economy as specified. And three, the state should forever preserve residents' right to hunt and fish. The bill also expressed the General Assembly's intent that residents of the state have a right to hunt and fish subject to regulations and restrictions enacted under state law. We got that right. You got that, Chris, right? Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Yes, you got that, right? Mm-hmm. I hope you heard that.
I can barely hear you.
Really?
Yes.
Wonder why.
I
don't
know.
Better? Is that any better?
No.
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 Try the top bottom one.
Is that any better?
No.
Bottom one.
Is that any better?
No.
Is that any better?
Much better.
Ah!
The bottom one.
I know. But I turned the other one the other time. I will eventually get this, but I don't know.
It's called set it and forget it.
That, well, I thought we
like
had.
Like a thermostat.
Set it and forget it. I thought that was some kind of oven.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah, wasn't that some kind of oven? Rotisserie, no, not a rotisserie. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm talking about Senate Bill 86. So, there are several states that have a constitutional right to hunt fish. And in our General Assembly, a constitutional right would fail. Okay? What a constitutional right does, even if the bill passed the General Assembly, it would have to be, go to referendum and be voted on by the citizens of the state of Maryland. Got that? It would fail. It would fail in referendum as a constitutional amendment. So, this is a very clever way to kind of accomplish the same thing. So here's what happened. The Senate, you know, had their meeting, and this bill was brought up. Sponsor was there. No anglers. No anglers associations. No hunters. No hunting associations. There was a veteran there. There were people there from Humane Society of the United States and Bill Miles. That was who testified on this bill. Bill Miles and the veteran testified in favor of the bill. I'm not sure if there's anybody else. Of course, you can see that testimony on the General Assembly website. But wouldn't you think that with all the fishing organizations, with all the hunting organizations in this state, that this bill would have gotten more play? I can tell you this, had the Maryland Hunting Coalition been active, this would have been out to thousands of people on the website. But it wasn't. It's a shame, isn't it, Chris?
Yes.
So I would like to hear from our listeners on this, if they think it's important for the General Assembly to agree that citizens of Maryland, or residents of Maryland, now we're residents, not citizens, that we have indeed the right to fish and hunt. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to have a ticket to the National Outdoor Show, give us a call. Chris will take your number. You go on the air with me at the end of the show. We'll pick someone to win two tickets to the National Outdoor Show coming up February 28th and 29th, and that's in Dorchester County, home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. Speaking of that, Bucks, Bears, and Stags will be there with a measuring event.
Yep.
We've been there the last 2 years. Met a lot of nice folks. Measured a lot of good sika deer, some big whitetails. Measured probably the biggest bear we've measured yet. Ronnie Oberender has a bear that was entered in Bucks, Bears, and Stags that qualified to be measured in the Boone and Crockett Club, which is a big bear. Has to be 20 inches to make Boone and Crockett. Ronnie's was 20 and 11 16ths. Not the biggest bear ever killed in Maryland, but one of the top. And number one on our list, that's for sure. Not, you know, so that number one that we've measured. So we've measured three now, one from Washington County, one from Garrett County, one from Frederick County, that all have exceeded the minimum for the Boone and Crockett Club. And our measures can facilitate the entry into those if the hunters wish to enter. We just hope they'll enter the Maryland record book, Bucks, Bears, Stags. So there you go. Any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris?
No, sir. Everybody's kind of,
you know what,
sleeping in, I think.
Everybody, this weather.
I would be sleeping in.
I didn't want to get out of bed.
We've been sleeping really well since we put the blackout curtains in the bedroom. Have we not?
A little too well.
Our neighbors next door, which are fine people, but they've been moving in, and they've been...
We haven't had neighbors for 3 years.
We haven't had neighbors for 3 years in the house, and the house is like 20 feet from that side of the house where our bedroom is, and it's been active as they continue to move in and move old stuff out and things like that and do their repair work and the drywall and the...
Lots of floodlights?
Not necessarily floodlights.
Just lots of heads going by the window.
Lots of heads going back and forth by the window, you know, so it's like, okay. And all hours, you know, so it's all good.
They're not doing anything wrong. It's
No, not at all. It's just...
And we've gotten used to... Both houses on both sides of me were empty for the longest time.
Right.
So it was like we had nobody. You just, you know, it was like living in the country. And
yep.
We had to change the curtains because they were a little sheer.
Okay. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, your best hunting story of the year. Or, one of two subjects, your best hunting story of the year, or your thoughts on changing our striped bass seasons. 410-922-6680. That's the challenge. And it is a little too quiet, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, I don't think I'd restrict them to what they can call about because we're getting desperate.
I guess. Yeah, we're not really getting desperate. Is that any better there, Chris? I know it's tough, but...
No, you're much better now, and
okay.
We have Mark from Delaware on the line.
Mark from Delaware. Let's talk to Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, buddy, did I bait you out to calling?
Good morning, Mark.
Apparently so.
How are you, Robin?
I've missed your voice.
I get a little nervous now when you play Johnny Cash about the water level rising.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Can't imagine living on the coast why that would mean anything to you.
Yeah, I figure if I live another 25 years, I'm going to have beachfront property.
Well, you know, you may. But you do know the world is going to end in 10 or 11 years, according to some.
Well, that's all my worries. Thank
you. Exactly. Exactly right.
But then the funny thing is, though, somebody turns around and buys a multi-million dollar mansion right there on the water.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like the ones in California where they all slide off the cliffs, but they keep buying them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of it. When you figure... You found a lot you really like. All you have to do is wait a while.
Exactly. The price comes down.
Change the house.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So.
Well, the General Assembly's up to their standard bag of tricks.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. The gun bills are just, you know, abusive. And the situation is the same. You know, Bloomberg's Action Committee is busy, busy, busy. Well, you know, you could get 1,000 people in the streets when the gun hearings are being heard. You know, people will testify and so forth. But the real action is when everybody's quiet, General Assembly's in session, but you know, taking a break, and the senators and the delegates are in their offices. And you just go quietly from office to office to office and ask if you can have 5 minutes and, you know, and sit down and make your case face to face with your lawmaker. Shouting and screaming and carrying signs, you know, that's one way to get attention. But the work that the folks who are, you know, against our lifestyle of owning firearms and the Second Amendment, that's how they do it. They're not screaming and shouting.
Look what happened to Virginia.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Very quietly and very quickly.
Very quietly, very quickly. A lot of money behind it, with Michael Bloomberg's billions behind it. And, you know, I think we ought to take a look at, you know, this presidential candidate that we have and what his intent is for the country. Several of them, as a matter of fact. So...
All but one, in fact.
All but one, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so. Not one of them has any regard for the Constitution.
Correct. Well, you are absolutely right. So.
Well, I'll make the bold prediction. Impeachment will have essentially reelected Donald Trump. We'll get 4 more years.
I think you're exactly.
The fight never ends. It never, ever.
It never does it?
They keep coming back.
No question.
They talk a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and they do a lot.
24 hours of talking.
Yeah, I'm one of the bad people that are sitting there really mad because my soap operas have been off for an entire week. So.
Uh-huh.
I can't help it. Every time I turn it on, all I see is that man's face on there, and he hadn't shut up in 3 days.
Well, I was walking by the TV.
Uh-huh.
My friend had on watching The Young and the Restless, and I glanced at her and I said, my goodness, that woman looks a lot like Denise Richards. So she says, what is Denise Richards? That's how much I know.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. She just stands there with her arms crossed. I figure the writers probably said after being married to Charlie Sheen, she's probably too burned out to learn any lines. So we'll just have her stand there looking good.
That's just mean, Mark. See, we have a big TV in the back room, and if we turn on the impeachment hearings, allegedly, Adam Schiff's eyes follow you everywhere you go in the room.
I won't turn it on.
No. That guy, yeah, you know, he represents California, but he's one creepy dude, in my opinion. So,
I could not agree more.
Yeah. So and Gerald Nadler called the president a dictator last night.
The well, penguin you speaks.
Know, you can't help what you were born that way. I would look more like James Garner if I'd had a choice at the time. But you can help how you act.
That's true. That's true.
Why people continue to listen to people who have reputations for being liars. It's beyond me.
No question.
He's staying there for 2 years. I've seen the proof. I've seen the proof. Well, either Adam Schiff is a liar and there was no proof, or he's protecting the president by not disclosing it.
Exactly.
So why does anybody even bother to listen to him? I don't know.
I think he's just one of those things you see as you flip the channels trying to get to something that's not on the impeachment trial. Because yeah. I've asked Alan every day, I said, how is he still talking? And he said, well, he has 24 hours. I said, he's been talking for 5 days.
Yeah, I saw an article online that the senators are amazed. There isn't a lot of that. The gallery, visitor's gallery, is half empty. They just don't get it. We who live outside the belt, we really don't care about them. They are not the focus of our lives.
Correct. No question.
I'd much rather watch my soap opera.
Yep. So, well, we beat that one, I think, pretty much. So, and it didn't take us 24 hours, did it? It's going to get interesting next week. That's all I can tell you. Might watch a little bit of that.
You
next
go
week.
Right ahead.
Actually, it's going to start in about.
Oh, today.
Today. About 3.5 hours.
That's right. It is today.
The defense is going to start around 10 o'clock.
They'll probably be done today, I think.
Yeah, they'll probably be done by 11.
So
We didn't do it. We didn't do it.
Well, bad planning. The Democrats put their case on while working people. Well, never mind. Actually, it wasn't bad planning. Working people were at work. So they missed it. But those aren't the Democrats' voters.
Okay. We'll let you get away with that one.
I love it.
And working people have the day off today, so they might actually catch it, except they don't really care. They have good priorities, and they know it doesn't matter.
They say that the people are getting up, stretching. They can't sit, the senators. They can't sit there anymore. They can't stand it. They can't have their, they're not allowed to have their cell phones in there.
Right.
So they're all sitting there falling asleep or...
Says he was doing crossword puzzles.
Oh, I love it.
That's good. That's good.
So. We'll have to send them all Sudoku books or something.
Sudoku, yeah. Did you see where Hershey sent 700 pounds of candy?
No, but that was a really good marketing thing.
It was.
Wait, no. That was just for Gerald Nadler.
Oh, okay. We got to move along. Any callers on the line there, Chris?
Other than Mark, that's it.
Other than Mark, oh.
You're stuck with him.
Somebody save me.
Yeah, you said thin air would be an improvement.
All right, Mark. Let me talk about my sponsors.
We love you, Mark.
Love you. We'll talk to you later, buddy. See you. See you later. We were talking about the National Outdoor Show, were we not?
I think so.
Well, it's the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show, February 28, 29. That's this year, 2020. I don't know why I put the date in there. People, you know, it's, what? Anyway, coming up, 3485 Golden Hill Road. That's the school there in Church Creek, Maryland, on Route 16. $8 for adults, $4 for kids. This is home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. And here's what they say. You're now in muskrat country. The heartland of sportsmen and trappers, watermen and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes. And I can tell you that. It happened to me this year. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family. Entertaining contests, educational exhibits as well. Leisurely shopping for all. You can savor the local seafood delicacies and have muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland. That's Dorchester County, February 28, 29. See you at the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. Hey, got a call from John at Chesapeake Outdoors. Actually, a text. Decoys. You know, we're talking about their waterfowl headquarters and their waterfowl picking today. But the decoys right now today, starting today, 20% off. So if you want to, you know, finish out the last week, the the waterfowl season. I'm losing it. I got to be losing it. I need some more sleep. The waterfowl season, you can get decoys for 20% off. That's a deal and a half right there. 20% off decoys. Largest selection of waterfowl calls, steel shot, gear, camo, banded camo, Kent fast steel, Avery decoys, greenhead gear decoys, 20% off. Firearms and ammunition, Remington, Choppa, Savage. Muzzleloaders by Thompson Center, CVA. Scentlock apparel for the deer hunters. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers. Good selection of Yeti coolers and tumblers and buckets, that's for sure. And bags. I was looking at those yesterday. Still 20% off all tree stands. There's 30% off on one of the smokers. There's big discounts on some crossbows, including 10-point. And Excalibur and Carbon Express and Barnett. The new Matthews VXR will be there, or is there, 31.5 and 28-inch. Stop and see Pete to get that and check that out. Where is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, Chesapeake Outdoors, located? Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. That's the exit, 39B, says Dominion Road. 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland, 21619. 410 is the phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Why not stop by on a rainy day, do a little shop, get ready for fishing season, see what kind of deals you can get on the hunting supplies, Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, and you can't afford to miss it. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. Pursue your adventure, February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg. Get your tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
All right, let's not take a stroll out there today. Let's talk to our wonderful callers, and Bob is up first, then Richard, then Ann. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Good morning.
What's going on, man? How are things in Bob world?
Oh, they're just been wonderful. Just plain wonderful.
Man, I see you had a big rabbit hunt and a feast, and you're feeding everybody out there.
Oh, I know. I got rabbits in the freezer now. I'm in good shape. I had a cool couple come down last weekend, spent the weekend with me. They were kind of like city people. You know, the girl had never seen anybody shoot a rabbit or went rabbit hunting or ever saw a dog work, you know.
Yep.
So I took them for a little hunt around the farm here, and Belle pointed a nice rabbit for me, and I flushed it, and I couldn't believe it. I killed it, and she was so impressed. I impressed this girl that I could kill a rabbit.
Never done that before, right?
Huh?
Never done that before.
No. She'd have done it before. I've killed a couple, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's rare when I get them the first time like that. But instinct took over, you know. Like, goes, the rabbit flashed out, and I just pulled up and shot. So I got it. Fell down.
That's amazing.
Out, anyway.
Yep.
I scared it to death, yeah. and Belle actually ran over there and almost retrieved it for me off the moat.
Wow.
I know. Then we found a covey of quail, and I didn't get a chance to shoot at them. There was three people standing around it. When I swung my gun, it was right in front of somebody. You know, so
I know how that goes. Yep.
But anyway, she got to see a covey of quail get up. It was really exciting to hear them bust out of there. So
yep.
She was excited there, and so was he. So we brought them back to the place, and I skinned that rabbit for her, and she was impressed to death. Couldn't believe how easy it was to skin a rabbit, how quick it was in the refrigerator.
Well, see, what you're doing there is what we all should be doing, is keep it simple. People want good, wholesome, non-GMO, non-steroid food, and wild game is it, man. I mean, it's, you know, it's all natural. It's good, tastes good, you know?
Yeah.
And so...
I think if it doesn't come out of the grocery store, some people think that it's dirty or it's not fit to eat. I don't know. It's got to be in that grocery store, I think. It's some people's thinking, I guess.
I guess. I don't know how you can kill that animal, she said, while eating chicken McNuggets. You know.
Where a poor chicken is raised at, just go look at those chickens in the truck as it goes by.
Exactly. Yep.
And you know, that doesn't look too healthy to me.
Yeah.
Wild game is healthier than... a lot of chicken and a lot of beef.
Oh, no question. I mean, white-tailed deer, more protein, less fat, less cholesterol. You know, it's all good.
And it wouldn't be alive if it wasn't healthy, because it wouldn't survive out there.
That's true.
They've got to be healthy to make it through a winter or get anywhere. So anyway, I've been eating rabbit, been eating deer meat, been doing all that stuff. You saw the picture I posted.
I saw it. So
this guy, his big thing is metal detecting. He brought a metal detector with him.
Yep.
And went right out in the middle of this field behind the Bob Roll here and found 70 some penny, an Indian head penny.
That's cool.
Out in the middle of that field.
That's cool.
Do that, you know?
Yep. So, well, hey, we got one of our majors, who finds stuff all the time. Found a presidential button the other day from, was it Roosevelt? Teddy Roosevelt. You know, it's pretty cool. So, I mean, metal detecting's a cool thing, you know.
We're gonna try it.
We got one. We got one sitting right here in the corner. We haven't been out yet, but we're going to.
Well, you have to bring it down this way and look through this field. I couldn't believe you found it. He found that. He found an old tag off of a cow. You know, they used to tag cows.
No kidding. That's funny.
Yeah, like that. And then an old hatchet head. Crazy stuff like that.
I love it.
I've got one too, and I hadn't used it. I got mine, so I was going to take to the beach, or I got it for Judy actually.
Yeah.
Take to the beach, and and find jewelry at the beach, you know. And I got it. Down there with it, except a little bit of change.
Yep.
But all I found was a bunch of, I don't know what it is. You know, it's old iron, but I don't know what it was. Parts of farm equipment that I couldn't even identify. But that's how it goes.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, anyway, oh, I'm going to remind you, read the rabbit hunting thing. I'm going away for 2 weeks. So I'll be gone now to Florida for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Season still be in if it is.
Yeah, till the end of February.
Okay. So maybe we can get in there and get one more hunt in. I'll kill a few more rabbits. I wanted to kill like 25 here on my own. And I think now with those five that we got the other day and 12
yep.
we got the other day, I got seven more rabbits we could get if we wanted to go hunting. I'm trying to manage my rabbits.
That's a good plan.
That's a good plan. Yeah, half of the rabbits I shot were male, so at least I feel like I didn't hurt the inventory too
much. No, you didn't hurt the inventory at all. That's a good thing. So,
All right,
Bob World, have a wonderful day.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, sir. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's bring up Richard and see what's going on. Richard, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Morning, Robin.
Morning, Richard.
Hey, I really don't have a whole lot interesting to say. Unfortunately, my hunt season was just average. You know, I filled the freezer and nothing exciting really happened. But what's the deal on the rockfish thing? I heard you say something about rockfish rules.
Well, there's a question and answer thing on the website, and I was reading from it. I didn't read the whole thing on the DNR website. It's well worth the read. It explains, you know, the dead discards and the whole thing. I just set it aside here a minute ago. Can't find it. But it explains all that, and it's basically a Q&A on why the change in the rockfish management. And, you know, the questions are, why is Maryland changing its management? What does it mean to reduce total removals? Has Maryland started addressing the situation? And then there are four options out there for people to look at that DNR is, you know, proposing. And it says, then the final question is, did the department already decide on management actions for the spring, and when can the public weigh in on any of this? So yeah, you should. Yeah, it's on the DNR website. So
I mean, we've gone, you know, in air quotes, trophy season probably every year for the last, probably since they started it, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah, maybe? Something like that.
It's been a while we've been doing it, and I noticed the last 5 years it's really tailed off. I mean,
yes, it has.
I don't even have any plans of going this year.
Right. Well, they're closing the catch and release season. They're closing targeting from March 1st to April 30th. The trophy season likely won't begin until May 1st. And we're hearing 35 inches.
Wow.
So
I know in the past years when we went, it's like they've changed the rules so much that it's like, okay, the ones you could keep last year, now all of a sudden you throw them back, and the odds of catching one you can actually keep are pretty slim.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, I don't know. I think
no question.
Give them a break.
Well, I think that's what's going to have to happen. I really do. So.
Yeah, because it was like the moratorium for a while, and then when they opened it up, man, everybody was catching them like gangbusters, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if it's all from rod and reel catching, but there's an awful lot of people out there doing it, so who knows.
That's right. So, all right, buddy. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks for your show, Alan. I appreciate that.
No problem, bud. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Ann. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. Hi, Robin. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you so much. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks. For the record, I did not hang up last time because I didn't win. I was having a malfunction with my telephone.
Uh-huh. Sure.
It's true. I wanted to say something more about the Hershey Candy Company.
Okay.
I try to only buy Hershey now. I go to book signings a lot. I live in Chestertown, and there
right.
was a young woman who had written a memoir of her father in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Said he had the best job in World War II.
Okay.
Hershey, Pennsylvania takes no credit for the things they do. Their plant was practically closed during World War II at the end of the war.
That's true.
The women in the town showed up, even those whose men weren't coming home. They showed up in their old work dresses. They were worn, torn. They were washed out. They had little white socks and practical brown work shoes on. their hair tied in a kerchief, children hanging onto their thighs. They showed up to the lines to wrap Hershey bars in white paper that had writing on the inside of it to tell the people in different languages that the war was over, the Americans had won, wrapped red ribbons and packed them in boxes. Her father got to throw them out of a low-flying plane. People were coming out of the woods that had been hidden for years.
Wow.
That is cool.
That's a cool story, no question.
Yes.
And now they're manufactured in Mexico.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the public to know that.
Well, now, I will tell you.
Now that these Dems are done on that hill and that pencil neck shift is done, we might just pull this thing to a close.
Let's hope so.
I'm hoping 10 minutes a day they say we're not guilty and they walk away.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's going to take a little longer, but it's okay.
Summary judgment and we're out of here. And we're tired of all you mental cases. They are mental. They're thieves. They're cheats. They're liars. There's a profile in conspiracy or something that's out right now. A guy, Schweitzer, has just written it about the Bidens. What a bunch of crooks. Unbelievable. I thought Hillary crowned the blow with them. I am shocked at what's happening up there on that hill. I've been screaming, drain that swamp, since I was 16. I'm an old retired dog now, and I'm still screaming, drain the swamp. And I don't care how politically incorrect Donald Trump is. I'm a poor version of him. I like politically incorrect people. Tell me what you're thinking. But Hershey is a wonderful company.
No question. And what Milton Hershey has done in the lives of so many young people is unbelievable with his efforts to bring in young men and I guess young women now to bring them up in the right way at the Hershey farm. Have you ever heard the history of that?
Many children and fostered and sponsored.
Yep.
Maybe they'll come back into this country to work again.
Exactly.
The laws are changing, and it's more affordable for them to produce chocolate here.
No question.
We can hope.
World War II, they threw them out. Can you imagine being starved to death and fearing for your life every day of it for four or 5 years, and you find a piece of chocolate?
Amazing.
And it has a message written in it. That
yep.
The war is
I love
over.
It. I love it. Well, I would ask you how you really felt about politics, Ann, but I think we've covered that pretty well.
Don't get Ann and I alone in a room.
We're not going to do that because we've got to move on. So,
Ann, I'm right with you.
Yep. Thank you, Ann. I appreciate all your comments. No question about it. So,
I want the public to know how good Hershey is. Buy
yes.
Your label.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Oh, look, Reese cups are like.
Well, that's just what I forgot to tell you. We have to leave 5 minutes early today to go see my dad because I forgot to pick up his Hershey bar.
You
got to
get him a Hershey bar.
I always take my dad a Hershey bar.
Got it.
Hershey also makes Cadbury.
Yes, that's true. Cadbury eggs.
Bars.
Yep.
They're a Hershey product.
Yep. Oh, they make a lot of stuff, no question. So.
But I'd like to see them come back into this country. I did not know that they...
Well, no, I'm not saying that's all their stuff, but that's some of their stuff, so you got it.
I just see the pictures of those women that showed up at that work line with a child hanging onto their thighs when they were standing there dutifully working for their men to bring them home.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
And you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Take care, Ann. Bye-bye. There she goes. Well, Chris, do we need to take a break, or can we talk to Fran and then take a break? I think we'll talk to Fran and then take a break.
Good morning.
Hello, young lady.
Alan, Robin, how are you doing?
Doing
good.
Wonderful.
I really enjoyed that lady. That was great. The best laid plans of men cannot always succeed.
Hey, we're Fran.
The best laid plans of men.
She's getting it.
Fran, you got to turn that radio down, sweetie.
Oh, mine is off.
Well, what am I hearing?
I don't know what that was.
Okay.
Look, that's no big deal.
No.
Keep right on talking.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah. Look, I know the feeling of going over there in Annapolis and embarrassed at the few people that show up. But I don't care how many millions you have. The best laid plans of men. I am fascinated with the power of the pen. While they're focusing on impeachment, he is doing things that he may not have done until reelected. So he's just going right on with his mission. And today at 10 o'clock, I'm going to tell you, is Saturday was the best day that they could fell on because everybody's home, the
yep.
weather is bad, and people are going to be curious or support him, and they're going to have a record of the people that turned in and watched what's going on today. It's going to be great.
I bet it will be the biggest watch show.
Probably so.
The biggest they've ever had. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if millions aren't watching it today. What else are you going to do?
Visit your dad.
Never mind that. But what I'm saying is, even out of curiosity, this is great. I can't wait till 10 o'clock. I can't wait. That other stuff, well, you know.
Can't
you find a channel with something else on?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, Fran, nobody believes me, but the soap opera desert that has been out there is really hurting people. That's part of their release. You know what I mean? That's where you go and just act like nothing else in the world's going on.
Right. But
you relax.
Timing is essential.
Yep.
This is perfect timing.
Indeed.
Yep.
All right, girl.
All right. Have a good
Thank
week.
You. You All do, right. too. Enjoy your TV this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
You sound ready.
Get some popcorn.
You sound ready.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. There goes Fran. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. In Edgewater, they have everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing, and now they have bay and freshwater fishing tackle as well. And they have a new hunting room, complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crab and Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, is your source for stackable traps and commercial pots, rig trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, live bait, and more, and a full supply of bay and freshwater fishing tackle and gear. And a few hunting supplies. Today, Bay Country Crabbing Supply. They'll attend the Kent Island 10th Annual Fishing Flea Market at the American Legion, and that's on Roman Coke Road. Stop by. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. Make sure you take your license in to get your discount. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. So, did we talk about the... Muskrat Skinning Championship this hour? I think we did.
Yeah, because you said the mud-sucking boot.
I said mud-sucking boots.
Yeah, all I could think of is how can we make money selling more boots down in Dorchester?
Get some that don't get stuck in the mud. That's what you need to spray on your boots to keep them from getting stuck in the mud. I got my hip boot stuck in the mud on the way out of the blind back in firearm season.
I know.
I don't know. Might have been muzzleloader season. I can't remember. Firearm season, I think. Tell you what, that marsh can get nasty in certain places. There's no question about that. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. Now, they are your full-line Browning dealer, and there's some new Browning guns out there. There's the new long-range AB3 Stalker that's got a 26-inch barrel. It's it comes with a muzzle brake, and it's the end of the barrel's threaded for a suppressor if you want one of those. But it comes in 6.5 Creedmoor 308 7mm Remington Mag and 300 Win Mag to accommodate those of you who like that long range shooting process. Now look, the A5, there's a great shotgun. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades camo, Dura-Touch, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver just like the old days, an ergonomically balanced shotgun. It's recoil operated, called a kinematic drive. It's an auto loader, which means it's a semi-automatic, 100,000 rounder, 5-year guarantee. The A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet. And one more, the BAR. Comes in all the different models. The new one's the Mark III, the Hell's Canyon Speed. It's new for 2019, which means it's new for now. Comes in a burnt bronze Cerakote finished barrel, ATAX Urban Arid Camo, And it comes in a large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It's the famous BAR, and now in the Hell's Canyon Speed Model. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde Sports is the website, open 7 days a week. Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located on Kent Island. 20% off all decoys. 20% off all tree stand. Okay, coming to the end of the hunting season, and they are discounting some of the stuff, which is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Don't forget, they have Remington Firearms, Joppa Firearms, Savage, Muzzleloaders and Accessories by Thompson Center, CVA, Scentlock Apparel, Costa Sunglasses, Yeti Coolers, Avery Decoys, Greenhead Gear Decoys, Kent Fast Steel, another steel shot available, Banded Camo, Raven Crossbows, the R26 and R29, the Matthews new VXR, 28-inch and 31.5-inch, Waterfowl Supplies, too. They do waterfowl picking. They'll be picking your waterfowl today if anybody's out there, and it's a great day for waterfowl hunting. They don't mind this stuff at all. Large selection of waterfowl calls, steel shot, gear, camo, bows, and everything else I mentioned. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. You want the street address? 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland. Chesapeake Outdoors, 604-2500. We'll be right back after this.
Well, here comes some more rain. Top of our Saturday forecast, about a half inch plus of rain on top of already saturated soils out there. And thankfully, our numbers are warm in the 50s, or we would have a real winter mess on our hands. 53 our high today. We do cool down tonight down to 37, but thankfully all the precip gets shut off. And then Sunday, sunshine, a high of 47. Monday, partly cloudy, 47. Tuesday, partly cloudy, mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Pursue your adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, and you can't afford to miss it. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone.
Even with someone they love. Chris, do we have any callers on the line?
Cowboys ain't
no, sir.
We don't, huh?
Nope. Everybody's just tucked away in their beds.
Well, you know what? We're coming to the end of the show anyway. We've got a lot of emails, a lot of texts. Our buddy Josh out there in Howard County and Chris up in Harford County, they're all texting.
John
and
B.
John B. from out there in Ellicott City, he's emailing. And Joe, he emailed. He commented on my muzzleloader story. He said, just like Paul Harvey, now we know the rest of the story.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, you know, and we've been talking about the upcoming record book for Bucks, Bears, and Stags. This is something that's never been done before. We've compiled over 30 years of records from about 30 years of annual deer reports, plus Boone and Crockett, plus Pope and Young, plus what Bucks, Bears, and Stags has measured. We have a bunch of events coming up for the, you know, February, March into April for scoring events across the state. And we'll be giving you more of that information. We'll be at the National Outdoor Show measuring deer. So any of you listening who have, you know, living on the Eastern Shore and have a nice white tail, sick of deer, or even a black bear, bring it on down. We'll be more than glad to measure it up for you. And, we'll be getting those notices out on our Facebook page. We have now like 2,600 people or 2,700 people on Facebook.
Almost 26.
What?
Also, if you have a historical animal that you want to make sure is in there or you think should be in there,
yeah,
get in touch with us, because
and if you have an animal that was measured and you don't know if it's in the records,
right,
you know,
or if you have one hanging on the wall that Grandpa got and you have some kind of, you know, idea of the date, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yep. But we, what was that? So
give us a call.
Yeah.
Or we've got on Facebook, we've got our website.
Yep, website.
We want to include everybody we can get our hands on.
VBS@bucks-bears-stags.com. And, you know, Grandpa's old big old bucks hanging up there on the wall, and, you know, you'd like to have it recognized. Well, we'd like to recognize it. So we have seven guys throughout the state that are measuring whitetail bucks,
coming up.
Sick of deer, stags, and black bears. We need black.